This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'd like to hear what you guys think about this. When I saw this one headline, Delta Airlines backs flight attendant who denied passengers peanut allergy accommodation. At first, I'm like, what the hell? What, you know, why wouldn't somebody help a person, you know, and you know, that has an allergy? But when you read a little bit more into this, it's an interesting topic that I think we need to talk about. And it's a kind of a growing theme we have of how much does the world need to accommodate for a person who has an issue. So Delta Airlines is fully supporting the flight attendant who is accused of discrimination for failing to make allergy accommodations for a traveler who was flying on Delta from New York City to San Diego. When a California family asked that no almonds be served on an October 2022 flight because their teenager is allergic to almonds, the flight attendant denied the request. This is according to a complaint filed to the U.S. Department of Transportation. Now, I don't think what that statement means is the flight attendant forced a kid to have the almonds. From what I understand, I think the family wanted any of, you know, any almonds banned from that particular flight and not served to anybody. Now, as the complaint states, Deborah Giannoulis and her mother, Dina Giannoulis, filed the complaint on behalf of Deborah Giannoulis' teenage son, identified as KC. As the complaint states, the family requested that they have the opportunity to wipe down KC's seating, that Delta make an announcement alerting passengers that someone with a nut allergy was on board, and that Delta refrain from serving almonds during the flight. The Giannoulis family claims that a Delta flight attendant denied those requests, which, quote, forced KC and his entire family to deplane and remain stranded in New York at great expense. In response to the complaint, Delta said the flight attendant has the authority to make final decisions about in-flight accommodations. Fox Business contacted Delta Airlines. They said, and Delta said, we have nothing more to add on the specific situation. Guidance on peanut allergies is on, I guess, the company's website. The guidance states that if a passenger notifies Delta that they have a peanut allergy, they will refrain from serving peanuts or peanut products on board your flight. Instead, we will offer non-peanut snack items to everyone. This page also states that we always aim to work with you to make your flight safe and comfortable. We cannot guarantee a peanut or nut-free flight or prohibit other customers from carrying nut products aboard. And that was something that I came across in my mind. Now, the complainant's attorney, Mary Vargas of Stein and Vargas LLP in Maryland, responded to the request for comment. And so now there's been this debate on what airplanes need to do. And I'm a physician. You know, if somebody smells, now remember, the child is allergic to almonds, so they could cross-react with peanuts, although I'm noticing most flights aren't serving peanuts, but they might be serving something that has almonds in it. And remember, there's no food on these flights. You know, in the olden days, you used to be offered a meal. Now, the average coach flight, there's no food. So the only thing they get are these little peanut snacks. And part of the reason why these snacks are offered is to prevent people throwing up. These little salty snacks, which are now low salt, are supposed to keep people from vomiting on a plane. That's kind of why they're being served. So if, you know, what I advise my patients or families of patients is if you have a child that will go into deadly shock being around something in public, one, get them to an allergist right away because it's really hard to control what happens in public. You can't be there at a school, at a concert, in a movie theater. There's just no way to control billions of people on earth surrounding your child. Get a child, get the child to an allergist, make sure you have an EpiPen ready, and, you know, and see what you can do about desensitization sort of treatments. But, you know, Delta's, you know, allowing the family to clean off the seat, well, it depends on what they're going to use. If there's certain chemicals, then that might violate FAA. But, you know, saying, look, somebody three seats down, three rows down, they're eating an almond can affect my child. I don't know how much an airplane can do. Right? What's that candy bar? Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. Almond Joy's making a huge comeback. I've seen Almond Joy's all over the place. In fact, we gave out Almond Joy's candy. Because there was, it was in the bag, and it was cheaper than Hershey's. So, if somebody has Halloween candy and has some Almond Joys, how does a plane manage 277 people on board? So it's a little, you know, so the question is what do we do? Now, yeah, you have a child that needs some accommodations. Me, as a fellow passenger, I'll do whatever needs to be done. But from a company standpoint, if you have a six-hour flight, New York to San Diego, although it might be more 4.5, 5 hours, depending on the wind speed if they're going from east. No, it's longer, going from east to west. And that's all you have to serve. No peanuts, but almonds. They have to make a judgment call. And so, you know, do parents who have a child that's that sensitive, do what accommodations are appropriate, and when do you say, look, you know, you have to understand this is the public, and you, we can't always guarantee that everybody around you is going to be able to oblige what you need. So let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So today is Election Day. No, it's not 2024. Oh, that's going to be, oh my gosh. I am not looking forward to next year. God, that's going to be a poop show. But it is Election Day for some states as they look to their governor races as well as abortion rights. And I guess many Americans are heading to the polls right now for state and local races that could definitely set the stage for next year's presidential election. There are fiercely fought contests in Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Ohio. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens today. In Rhode Island, favored Democrat Gabe Amoah and Republican Jerry Leonard are now squaring off in a special election to complete the term of Democratic former Representative David Cicilline. And Philadelphia and Houston are going to the polls to elect new mayors. Former city council member Sherelle Parker is poised to become Philly's first female mayor, while Representative Sheila Jackson Lee is running neck and neck with State Senator John Whitmore in Houston. That could be a runoff. There's also very expensive campaigns decided in Pennsylvania. Abortion is a focus where the seat on the Supreme Court is in the balance. New York, New Jersey, their seat if Democrats are going to win, according to CNN. Republican Governor Tate Reeves is seeking a second term in Mississippi. Democrat Brandon Presley is, who is Elvis Presley's second cousin. He promises to expand Medicaid and cut regressive grocery taxes. Now, both of them oppose abortion rights. Both the Democrat and Republican oppose abortion. And, you know, it's, and I have to be careful with that. You know, somebody opposing, quote unquote, abortion rights, if, when Roe v. Wade was overturned, they said, it's out of the feds. Feds can't ban it. Feds can't honor it. Feds can't. It's not a federal issue. This is something that, that the government is not involved in. If the states want to, you know, legalize it, non-legalize it, it's up to people voting. But the feds cannot tell a woman what to do with her body. The feds cannot deem a fetus non-living. So the feds are out of it, according to the Roe v. Wade overturn. So states now are deciding what they want to do. I believe in Ohio, it's on the ballot. Voters are either going to pass an initiative to allow abortion rights to be in the state's constitution, which I think is already in Nevada, or instill the 6-week abortion ban. You know, I really get frustrated when I see, you know, what happens with this. I think abortion wouldn't have been that much of an issue and that so divisive if we didn't have a million women needing this yearly. And I wish part of the conversation would be about preventing these unwanted pregnancies. As a doctor, it kills me to have to see the decision to end a fetus's life that could be a baby, a child, or a woman going through the struggles pre-abortion, during the abortion, post-abortion. You know, abortion is a very traumatic thing for everybody involved. And I know a lot of Democrats understand that. And you know, and so, but, you know, because of the way laws are, you know, it's, you know, and having had, you know, family members raped and all that, you know, you need to allow people, you know, a option if they're raped. I don't understand how often incest happens, but I guess it happens enough for, you know, people to feel that there has to be laws to, you know, protect those. I would understand rape incest, you know, where a family member, you know, but choice incest I think is really rare, but I guess it happens. To protect the life of a mother, that's already a given, you know, and most hospitals will have to protect a person's life if they don't think it's soon. They look at lose their licenses. So, you know, trying to salvage a baby, trying to salvage a mom who's hemorrhaging, are both, you know, people always worry, is a medical provider, if there are abortion laws, going to say to hell with the fetus, we always try, you know, to save all lives. And I can't speak for all doctors, but in medicine, you know, the fetus is a living entity because that's why we have maternal fetal medicine. That's why we do surgery on fetuses. That's why we try to protect the fetuses. We, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's no way a fetus isn't alive. But where the discussions always come from is what rights do they have? And so in Ohio, they're going to vote, you know, on abortion rights versus right of the fetus. In Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is a Democrat, and he is running for second term against Attorney General Daniel Cameron, who is a Trump-backed conservative. Abortion, I don't know if that's on the ballot in Kentucky. Pennsylvania, there's a lot of discussion over their Supreme Court candidate, of course, as we talked about with Mississippi. So it'll be interesting, you know, to see what happens and what comes of definitely not insignificant. You know, just because it's not, you know, 2024, I think we've all learned that decisions that get made you know, can have ramifications. And what's very frustrating is I think a lot of legislators bank on people not paying attention. And I've heard from people all the time going, did you know Nevada passed this? Did you know this is a law? Did you know about this? No, I didn't. Because when you're busy and with your, you know, everyday to day, you know, the political activists are pretty up in the legislators' business and seeing what they're trying to pass and push through. But the average public doesn't. And all of a sudden they're like, what the hell is this? And then people say, let's get it on the ballot. Let's, you know, make a referendum. And then some noise comes. But it's a lot harder to reverse a law than to have a law, you know, go into play. So, you know, we're going to be seeing in the coming days what's going to happen to President Trump, former President Trump. I believe they're right now, I think in he wrapped up his testimony. I'm not sure when we're going to find a resolution to this trial, but apparently it's a $250 million in damage trial against Trump and the future of his state businesses in New York. This should not necessarily prevent him from being able to run for president. And Donald Trump is the poster child of people vilifying, you know, one side versus another. You know, you don't really see, you know, you don't see the Bidens in court. You don't see, you know, the Clintons in court, but you're definitely seeing Trump over and over again. And, you know, seeing him in court, people think, oh, it's going to hurt him. It's going to hurt him. People aren't going to want him to run for president. I see it energizing his base. You know, seeing their former president, you know, and the judge taking selfies and, you know, him feeling like he's a victim helps bolster his argument. And, you know, I don't know much about overvaluing real estate. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if somebody broke the law, they broke the law. And that's what we have laws for. And we need to, you know, make sure justice is equal for all. But if justice isn't equal and people are overvaluing things all the time, like on Craigslist, they got some explaining to do why if, you know, Biden's finances are also being evaluated for his mortgages and his laws. And I mean, is this going to set a precedence that everybody, or is it just Trump? So I don't know much about this. I'm no legal expert or business expert. You guys know more. But what I do know is voter psychology. And wow. And I tell you right now, if Trump is found guilty, this is going to, catapult him into the White House. So every time they go after him, it works against the people that go after him. Also, you know, the Attorney General, Letitia James, I'm surprised she doesn't have to work and she's always in the court. You know, and I get this is probably her biggest case. And, you know, she may, you know, be able to have a huge political career as a result of it from the Democrat side. But, you know, I see her all the time in court. And you just kind of wonder, doesn't New York need a lot of, you know, Attorney General guidance? And you know, so I'm not sure why she has so much time to be in court. So that's not a good look for her either. So we'll see what happens. Ivanka Trump is scheduled to testify on Wednesday. And then I think the government is going to close her case. I believe motions are going to be argued on Thursday. Then the defense will present their case. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Today, voters in crucial regions across the country participating in elections. Kentucky and Mississippi governor races being watched very closely. House Republicans making a renewed attempt to censure Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib for her criticisms of Israel in the wake of the Hamas attack on the U.S. ally. Former President Trump's testimony in his New York civil fraud trial is done. He took the stand yesterday following the testimony of his two oldest sons last week. According to a recent Gallup survey, support for the death penalty is at its lowest point in 50 years. The survey reveals that 50% of respondents believe it's administered unfairly, while 47% believe it is fair. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had asked, what do I think about the Apple Watches as a Christmas gift? If you can afford it, I think it's great. I'm not buying anybody an Apple Watch. I think the latest one is $800. I mean, it used to be about $200, $300, but I'm looking online, they're about $800. They're kind of expensive. However, all right, I do think the tech is getting kind of cool. I have a very old version. I think I have one of the first versions of it, and I'm having problems with it. I am going to have to upgrade, but I don't think I'm ready to spend $800 on it. But we got some interesting new features. So the 2024 version of the Apple Watch has a lot of little, you know, gadgets within, like the current model can check your blood oxygen level, your heart rate, which they say can help spot deadly abnormal heart rhythms and lung problems, which it can. It's just the problem I'm having with patients is they're saying, that, oh, well, you know what? I don't have any problems with my heart because my Apple Watch has not alerted me to that. And I'm like, you're having chest pain. That could be a heart attack. Yeah, but my Apple Watch says my heart is fine. No, it's not saying your heart is fine. It might detect some things like atrial fibrillation, which is an abnormal heart rhythm, where rather than your heart going ba-boom, ba-boom, it goes boop, ba-doop, boop, boop, ba-doop, because of the misfiring of the electrical discharge, so your heart's not pumping correctly, and you could be at risk for stroke because the blood is sloshing around, not pumping where it needs to be, and solidifying and forming clot and coagulating, and then when it does pump, it could go up and, you know, cause a stroke. And that doesn't mean you're not having a heart attack. So I always have to caution people, just because your phone is telling you that you're sleeping okay and your heart rate is okay, doesn't mean you don't have to go and get a, you know, an exam. But the current model has those features. Pretty cool. Sleep tracking. So you can tell how much time you're in sleep. I don't know if it detects apnea, the current version. But next year, the Apple Watch 10 says that they could detect rising blood pressure and blood sugar, as well as signs of sleep apnea, where you actually stop breathing in your sleep. Now, I don't have a lot of details on how the technology would work. In order to check blood sugar, we do have infrared spectroscopy. We've been using that for years, although it's a lot easier in the hospital to just prick your finger, which is kind of what we've been doing. And so I remember 20 years ago, they said, we're going to later put something on your finger, like a pulse oximeter, and so where we'll be able to read your blood sugar. So I think finally they've been able to perfect that. They do calculate your change in your blood pressure by looking at your blood flow using infrared light, but it's not going to necessarily be a blood pressure cuff. So it's not going to be constricting you and constricting your vessels and then releasing the pressure like we do when we check your blood pressure to be able to determine your systolic and your diastolic, your pumping and your filling pressure. But it is nice to see if you are having big jumps. A big increase or a decrease could alert you to go and see a medical provider. Now, one of you had asked me last year, if your Apple Watch does give you an alert, what do you tell the telemedicine doctor? Well, the telemedicine doctor can only do so much on telemedicine. And if you are having an issue that your iPhone, Apple Watch is telling you you have, they're probably going to tell you to just go in and get seen. I don't think there's going, when people will call telemedicine for reassurance, people will call me with blood clots. They'll call me with skull fractures. They'll call me with high fevers. They want a telemedicine doctor saying, you're good, you're good, you're good. And that's not going to happen. Some doctors are doing that. But the majority of us doctors will lose our license. Now, if you're having chest pain, patients call to go, look, I'm calling you so I could tell my family and tell my doctor that you said I'm good. I can't do that over the phone. We're not allowed to. But that's what people are using their doctor for. They want reassurance. And where this all came from with this whole reassurance thing is years ago, you would have a child whose fever would spike in the middle of the night. You would be able to call your doctor in the middle of the night, that same doctor that sees you during the day. And you just assume they somehow sleep, you know, because you're the only person calling them. They don't get calls from all the other thousands of patients they have. And that doctor calls you in the middle of the night, calls you back, because you called them, and they say, hi, I'm here to help. What's going on? Well, my kid's fever is high. It's okay. You know, give him Tylenol, and I'll see you first thing in the morning. You know, or if it's a mild fever, just, you know, watch him, give them high fluids. Most likely it's just a virus. If there's any issues, come in. Parents are like, whew, what a relief. I spoke to the doctor, and my child is fine. Well, how many times have we heard that children were not fine in their homes? Remember that one kid that got hit in the head with a baseball and the parents were watching the news story of Liam Neeson's wife who sustained a brain injury skiing and then later died that night after she refused going to the hospital? because she ended up having to bleed. So the parents went upstairs and said, you know, you hit your head a couple days ago. How are you feeling? Or a baseball hit your head. And the kid's like, I have a bad headache. So they took the kid to the hospital. The kid had to bleed. Whoa. So if you're calling up a doctor, you know, who doesn't even know your child and saying, look, my kid got hit in the head. The doctor's like, are they throwing up? Are they dizzy? Are they having pain? And you're like, no, everything's fine. Everything's fine. The doctor might say, then fine, everything's fine. The average doctor's going to say, no, get the child checked out. So are these Apple Watches a waste of money? No, they're not. I love the idea of you having a sensor on you. I want all homes to have pulse oximeters. I've been talking about this for years, and it wasn't until COVID when pulse oximetry... Oh, I apologize for having some background noise. It wasn't until COVID when pulse oximeters dropped from being a few hundred dollars to $50, $60, some of them even $30. So people would be able to have a pulse oximeter. So now they're calling telemedicine, and I'm like, what's your oxygen at? And if your oxygen is below 94, you got to get seen. If it's between 94 and 96, I still want you seen. Because we want you 97 and above. So having ways to check based on your wrist is very, very cool. But again, this tech has limitations. And how, what I tell people is, just like with the COVID test at home, if your COVID test is positive or if your watch is telling you something's wrong, you can believe that. And let that alert you to go and doing something about it. But if something is saying you're fine, it's negative, you're clear, then no. You know, a negative COVID test does not mean COVID. In my family, half of us tested positive, half tested negative. Now, a negative mail-in ballot, not getting your mail-in ballot, not good. You know, no news is good news doesn't exist. No news could be bad news. So, just because your Apple Watch isn't beeping doesn't tell me jack diddly squat. But now, I don't necessarily know. They're saying the price for an Apple Watch Series 10, they said, has not been confirmed. They said previous models are priced at $399. I've seen $800 watches. Now, it could be because of the titanium look and technology, but you know, a $400, $500 Apple Watch... You know, people would spend $1,000 on their watches. Now, my Apple Watch, I think, cost a couple hundred. And I get really nervous about that. Because I lose things. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm not one to quickly jump on things. I like to kind of wait and see, you know, get a little bit more data, know something's safe. And I've been fascinated by electric cars and Teslas, but I'm not very quick to jump on things. I'm very, you know, I like to, again, watch and see. Plus, I'm cheap. It's not really easy for me to come out of pocket $60,000 for a vehicle right now and revamping my electricity and figuring out how to charge, and I'm just not ready to do that. It's easier for me to stick, especially since I love my car, stick with my used Corvette. I think I'm good with that for a little bit right now. But I am fascinated by it, and I would like to. You know, I remember, I worked for the EPA. You know, I may have, you know, make fun of, you know, some of the, you know, ridiculous claims and accusations that all of a sudden now in 2023 the climate is changing, whereas it never did before. But, you know, I would like to, you know, try to be less dependent on fossil fuels and protect the environment. But I'm not going to do that if we find out that electric vehicles could be hurting the environment more than was once thought. Now we're starting to get little data, as long as the media allows those headlines to come through and that data to be discussed. We're starting to get a little bit more information. And some people are questioning the protection of the environment when you have tires that are emitting more pollution due to the weight of an electric vehicle and the batteries and the water consumption to put out a battery fire and what it costs the environment when you have to replace a battery. So one discussion that hasn't really been appreciated to the degree that it needs to be is what's going on with our batteries when it comes to electric vehicles? And how much of a pain in the butt is this battery option, or is it a pleasure? You know, we were in a Tesla with my friend's car, very smooth ride, comfortable ride. He still had, I think, about 150 miles left on his charge, so no anxiety. Although I know the anxiety we all get when our phone battery goes way, or our laptop battery is low. You're like, wait a second, it said 4 hours. And, you know, 20 minutes ago, it gave me my first warning, and now it's saying I only have an hour left. So I think we've all learned that batteries and tech telling us exactly the amount of time we have on our battery life is not very accurate. I think we could agree on that. That tech needs to be fine-tuned. But I love hearing patient testimonials or people testimonials, just like we had a testimonial on ivermectin yesterday. Now, I think testimonials are really important. It doesn't mean it has to be the absolute science of things, but I think it does help steer the conversation and help steer where research needs to be. With ivermectin, we had that caller say that his father was dying. He gave his father ivermectin, and 24-hour turnaround, the father was immediately better. And so, you know, I don't think he was lying. He didn't have a reason to lie, you know, but it's, these are stories that need to be, you know, evaluated to see if there's, you know, a use, you know, for other medicines when it comes to the COVID fight. But in terms of electric vehicle, this was an interesting testimonial. An Uber driver said that his battery for his Tesla Model 3 died at the 120,000 mile mark. And that lasted about 15 months. Now, Uber drivers put a lot of wear and tear, but he had to make two supercharging stops a day. Now, you guys who have electric vehicles might think that's great. 120 miles to your battery is good. Some of you might say no, because some of these batteries cost 20 grand. I don't want to have to spend 20 grand on my car every 15 months. Well, Uber drivers put a lot of miles on it. So to me, that kind of sounds a little, you know, steep. You know, I want to know that my battery could last a little longer than that. Now, is it because he's supercharging? Everybody says, Dahlia, don't worry about the charging. By the time you get electric vehicle, it's going to be faster to charge. So you'll be able to still go on road trips and all that. What if the supercharge eats up your battery life more? I mean, everybody tells me that, you know, when it comes to your battery, there's, you know, car battery, you know, phone battery. You know, there are things you could do to improve your battery life. Is supercharging helpful or harmful? So he liked his electric car. He Ubered, and he bought a slightly used 2019 Tesla Model 3. Now, some of you will be like, ah, it's used. Used electric vehicles could be sketchy when it comes to batteries. Could be. But that would stink. You know, I don't want to just always buy new. I love buying used cars. Buying new is one of the biggest scams. Because the second you drive it off the lot, it drops in, you know, in value. So that's not going to portend well if you have a car and you can't get rid of it because it's electric and nobody wants to use electric. So that's also something to think about as we morph into an electric vehicle world. He spent $53,000 on this slightly used 2019 Tesla Model 3. It was more than he ever spent on a car. But he said he saved up to 10 grand once he bought it. He made savings on fuel and maintenance. So he thought if he would have waited a few more months, he might have gotten a better deal. But 53 grand, if he really did save 10,000, cost him net 43 grand. But it only lasted, the battery, about 120,000 miles. In a previous video, I guess, I don't know if it's a manufacturer video, they said if a car covered 90,000 miles, the battery only degraded 11%. But once you cross the 110,000-mile mark, you see a quick drop in degradation and driving range, down to 170 to 180 miles at 100% charge. So Tesla says you should only lose about 12% of your battery capacity after 200,000 miles. And Tesla told him, yup, it was regular wear and tear. But the problem is, you know, if you're Ubering or you have a long commute or you live in California, you're going to be putting miles on. And so, you know, the two supercharging stops would charge to 90 or 95%. And you wonder if that could have also maybe, you know, affected the degradation. So, I'm not hearing, you know, here to say, okay, don't do electric vehicle or do electric vehicle. But these are some things we need to watch, talk about. Top Speed talks about how much it costs to replace a Tesla battery. Now, I've seen prices that have ranged from $5,000 to $20,000. Tesla say this should last 300,000 to 500,000 miles. But this Uber driver said, nope. When that car hit 120,000 miles, nope. In terms of cost, this site is saying you'll face a bill between 12 grand and 15 grand. In some instances, the price could exceed 20,000. Now, it could also be, well, you're paying for labor, you're paying, but still. And then battery degradation. Is battery degradation harmful to the environment? So, you know, they say battery lifespan will depend on your climate, your usage patterns, your charging habits. Tesla says it should exceed 200,000 to 300,000 miles on original battery packs, which to me is a great selling point because, you know, sometimes the average vehicle doesn't last 200 to 300,000 miles. But a lot of us, especially with Toyotas, are easily in the 150,000 mile mark. If you know you're going to have in 15 months or 2 years a $20,000 price tag, it starts to make people rethink. So, you know, just some things to, you know, kind of be aware of. And, again, we have to have conversations. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.